now, you've got your kilt in a twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of problems in the world, a lot of unrest and tension. But I don't want to bring that here. I want this next hour to be a time of refuge from all the problems of the world, where we just spend the whole time listening to great music and sharing our own special peaceful spot. Of course, the Dropkick Murphys are not known for their peaceful tunes, and here they are giving the boots to Black Velvet Band.
In a neat little town they call Brockton, apprenticed in trade I was bound, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Then bad misfortune befell me and caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and companions, to follow the Velvet Band.
Fire in the heart went away.
wasted. I've been wasting all the opportunities. I've been wasted, drunk, I can taste it.
That is the Go Set and Opportunities. Ain't that the truth? Here are the lovely and talented McDonald sisters, Cassie and Maggie, and the Sally Garden Set.
Thank you. arms you'll be cradled on. Those are the feet that dance to your tune. And this is the soul. People have carved you, and generations mold you. Time has carried you, tradition beholds you. What time has taken, passion has kept. What my heart has felt, the music has sent. And through your voice I hear your stories, and in these hands they become my own.
Master and In My Hands, the title track from her album. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you. dark cloud. Blood in the water, gonna bring him down.
McElroy, the bully, was a monstrous man, but the local lawman let him wander free. 20 times arrested, boasting blood red hands, till he took his gun into the DNG.
Dorothy and Mark, it's the House of Hamel and the Bully of Skidmore Town. They are folk music heroes from Philadelphia. We also heard from Noss and Kifa Hill from their album Stretching Skyward. And here's Capper Cayley. This is from an album they recorded with the BBC Scottish Symphony. This is Famous Last Words.
Hi. This is Karen Matheson, and you've got your Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Thanks a bunch. Thank you.
Kerifala. Kerifa. Kerifa.
So good. That is the Afro Celt sound system and the lockdown reel. Keep listening to Celt in a Twist for more great Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hi, this is John Mann from Spirit of the West.
Howdy, this is Hugh McMillan.
Hi, this is Vince Dittrich. You're listening to Knickers in a Knot.
A superhero in a maple leaf cave. Locked in the trunk of a car, and he escaped. He's a moosehead muppet on an expat kick. Got a valid passport, and he's proud of it. Query boy, wonder why he's spitting corn in the Yankee's eye. A ways away and gonna ride on the Wichita Monday night.
his love of the land. He drank out the Kansas for the band. Prairie boy, wonder why. You're the laughing stock in the Yankee's eye. A ways away and gone awry. On a Wichita Monday night. To a cool ambassador.
Apparently written about one of the audience members at one of their shows who was a legend in his own mind.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and A Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is It's Haikus from Frigg. But first, a thought to ponder by Harley King. Reading haiku is like viewing a photograph or a painting. A haiku is a moment of time, isolated and held up for viewing.
Thank you. thickening the water, steeped in my anger. And you claim to be the one to understand.
Don't you understand?
You're not a friend to me, just a stranger grinning like some sick entertainer. Is this the going trend?
Join there with Aoife O'Donovan and The Witch. Well, the coven has spoken, and they say there's more great Celtic music coming up. Stick around. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Thank you. melodeon, they can play with the greatest ease. To start the choir in Glasnabrochen became his plan. And so agreed most everyone, including Maggie Ann. Now the Glasnabrochen Gaelic choir soon won great renown. And singing high or singing low, they were neither up nor down. To win the prizes at the mall, they now began to plan. Until one day to join the choir, along came Maggie Ann. Well, they tried her in the altos and they tried her in the bass. The tenor or soprano, she was just a fair disgrace. Her voice, devoid of rhythm, sounded like a rusty can. And they wondered what on earth to do to get rid of Maggie Ann. Well, they told her she should join the Wrens before it was too late. They'd pay a fare to Canada if she would emigrate. And they hinted Callum Beck should knock her over with his band. But nothing that they said or did could budge Big Maggie Ann. But they decreed that Maggie Ann would vex the choir no more. A lad she had long years ago proposed from Singapore. She answered yes when she goes to join that gallant man. The choir will sing hip hip hooray farewell.
You can call it Keltronica, you can call it Acidcroft, like Shugel Nifty does. That is two expressions of that. We have Maggie Ann of Clochnabrochen from Solar Shears, and before that we heard from the Peat Bog Fairies with The Jester from I See a World. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Cote, who also hosts Worldbeat Canada Radio. Please give it a listen for music you won't hear anywhere else. Please also drop by our Facebook page, maybe leave a comment while you peruse the playlist of today's show. And of course, where you pick up our podcast, do rate and review us. It means so much, and the algorithm loves it. Now, today we're going out with Homeland and Pressed for Time. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Alcopyrite Communications.